Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for a series opener between the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Biloxi Shockers. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the newest Shockers who we hope has had a little bit of time to breathe since he arrived at Biloxi on Friday. It's Justin Dearden. Justin, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. Of course.
Have you had a chance to breathe since you got here? Because you landed, what, 2 hours before first pitch when you got here day one on Friday?
Yeah, I've had a little time to breathe. First three games were definitely tough, but we got here yesterday and in Pensacola and we hit the beach a little bit, so we've had a little time to relax and breathe for sure.
Now, by we, more than just you, wife, yeah. A little bit of kids as well?
Yeah, I got wife, two beautiful little girls, oldest 18 months, youngest probably about 7 months, so got my hands full.
So you don't really sleep to begin with, so this is nothing new for
exactly.
you.
Exactly, I'm used to it, exactly.
How has it been acclimating to not only the Shockers, but the Brewers organization? Because you signed with the Brewers organization all of a week ago. Mm-hmm. You get in your first game on Friday, and it's a week later, and we're sitting here in Pensacola.
Yeah, it's not easy for sure. There's one common thing among all the orgs is you come and play baseball, so that's kind of easy, knowing that at the end of the day, you'll be out on the field and doing what you've been doing since you're about, at least I was about 5 years old. So, but other than that, they've been pretty easy. It's been pretty relaxed, getting me accumulated and all that stuff. So it's been good.
How's it been with having your wife and your two kids along with you? That has to make it a little easier and a lot more fun.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, knowing I can, after a good or bad game, go back and I still got to change a poopy diaper at the end of the day. So it's good. It's good.
How has that helped kind of your career as well, having that outlet outside of baseball with just being Justin the dad?
It's been another adjustment for sure, but it gives me something more or less to look forward to, because obviously before kids and stuff like that, you go back and probably think about your day. If you had an 0-for-4 day, you're like, man, what can I do different? But this really helps you take the edge off, and like I said, you gotta change a poopy diaper, you gotta rock the baby to sleep, you gotta do different things, so it kind of takes your mind off baseball. It's been refreshing.
How nice has it been too to not only come to Biloxi but have a hit in every game so far since you started wearing a Shockers uniform?
It's been good. It was my probably fourth at bat or whatever in 4 weeks or something like that, so it's been tough. I'm still getting my feet under me, I feel like, but being able to get out at least, get a few balls in play and get a few hits for the guys, it's been good.
You also, again, signed with the Brewers organization all of a week ago. You could have signed with anybody. Why did you sign with the Brewers organization?
More or less, I had a bunch of guys. I don't know if you're familiar, Chucky Clawfield. He was a coordinator, or I think he was a hitting coach over here, coordinator.
Hey, he was a long-time hitting coach in the Shockers. Six, seven years.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. He hopped over there and with the Astros, and he was a good guy, and he gave me a good resume, and at the end of the day, it was an opportunity. You guys kind of were short on players, there's not 30 teams knocking on my door and stuff like that, so it more or less just the right fit at the right time, and here I am.
Well, and one of the big connections is Chucky Caulfield, who been here for forever, now up high in the Astros organization. We're really proud of him here in Biloxi. What was it like getting to hang out with Chucky during spring training?
It was a lot. He's a good guy, man. He's a good guy. Loves to talk. Absolutely loves to talk. He will talk about nothing. But it's good to get to know him and, how he ticks a little bit and stuff like that. But he's a phenomenal dude.
For those who have not seen you as a player, you've had a really nice career. You signed undrafted during the 2020 season after a really nice career at SEMO. You come to the Astros organization, you hit a ton of home runs, now you're here in the Brewers organization. For those who have never had a chance to see you, how would you describe yourself as a player?
Oh man, that's a good question. I try to pride myself at most on defense. I try to be the defensive player more than the hitter. Hitting can come and go. You get slumps, you get hot streaks and stuff like that. Obviously, you want to be consistent on hitting, but, I like to be the guy, whenever they say my name, they think of defense. They think of, outfield, a good play or whatever I can to try and save that run more than hitting. Obviously, it's always cool to hit a home run, but, being able to take away a home run is probably even better.
You haven't had a lot of time here in the Southern League, but what's it like going from the Astros organization where you're playing in the Texas League, which are big fields in an offensive environment, and the PCL, which is just a launching pad for home runs and all sorts of baseball things that don't have to do with pitching or defense. What's it like playing in the Southern League where you're down on the water, the ball doesn't fly as far, and the ballparks are a little bit smaller for you as a center fielder?
Yeah. After the few games, I've noticed that it's been a little bit more of a windy environment for sure. Obviously here I see the flags moving and a little bit in Biloxi as well. Something I'm not used to, like Sugar Land was the, I think, the number one hardest ballpark statistically to hit at, in all of baseball. So it's been nice to kind of get the same environment, at least on the defensive side. But, you know, on the offensive side, you know, it is what it is.
You said you took the kids and the wife to the beach yesterday. You got the beach in Biloxi. You got the beach here in Pensacola. How have you enjoyed being on the water?
It's been phenomenal. So breakthrough today, actually, with the oldest. She hates sand. So, yesterday we went to the beach. She was very iffy, but today she got in the water all by herself. So we're excited for that. Yeah, it was phenomenal.
It's a big step.
As a dad, yeah, it was cool to see that kind of edge your way in and, you know, finally get both feet in the water and almost hopefully we can swim around here in a little bit. It'd be kind of cool. But,
well, and I'm guessing they're going to be at the game tonight?
Yep, they'll be here tonight. We've got some family coming in town and excited to see what we can do.
Well, we love it. Thanks so much for the time. Happy to have you here. And we're excited to see hopefully a couple of cheers for Justin Dearden come from the little ones.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Say dad, hopefully. That'd be cool.
There we go. I appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for the time.
Of course. Thank you, man.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 6:05.